Music right there from Blitz and Trapper. That's from their new album, and it's called Feel the Chill. Well, I am very, very happy to welcome our guests into the studio this evening, our first set of guests. One of them has been here before a couple of times, and we're very happy to have him back on the heels of his new album. The other one I have been wanting to have on the show for quite a while because I've been following his music for years, and I'm so happy that he's here tonight. We're going to find out about their work together and separately, but first I'm going to hand things over to Joe Andrel for some live music. Take it away, Joe.
It's the blood, the sweat, the tears of America. It's the red, the white, the bruise. It's that blue shirt and business when everyone is wearing gray. 'Cause we're the working tired of that half-buzz middle class. It's a strange dynamic between future perfect, present, and past. We'll save our change just to get away. We'll save our change just to get away. It's the blood, the sweat, the tears of America. It's the red, the white, the bruised. It's the thrift store shoes, the headline news, the used car lots, the broken hearts, the golden days. We just got paid, we're pushing forward. We're pushing back. 'Cause we're the working tired of that half-buzz middle class. It's a strange dynamic between future perfect, present, and past. We'll save our change just to get away. 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 It's the blood, the sweat, the tears of America. This one's a brand new one. Goes out to my mom and my dad. Mom, if you're listening, I know you are. It's not a depressing song. It's totally a hopeful song. And so I hope all the other listeners get it. Not everything that a folk singer-songwriter writes is depressing. Sometimes it can be uplifting, and this is one of those. It's brand new. I woke up this morning to the happiest of dreams, only to find it wasn't real. Open eyes and blurry lines become revealing. Broken phones and deep bruised bones and broken glass. Shutting off and checking out my kind of habit. I keep busy just following the happier lives. Throw your hands on your head. Keep the cross in your eyes. And we shall all be healed. Throw your hands on your head. Keep the cross in your eyes. We shall all be healed. We shall all be healed. So handsome when you hold your tongue, you're in trouble. I keep taking in and spitting back. Arrow shots in what I'm not become revealing. I'm not just a father for my friends. Shutting off and checking out my kind of habit. I keep busy just following the happier lives. Throw your hands on your head. Keep the cross in your eyes, and we shall all be healed. Throw your hands on your head. Keep the cross in your eyes, and we shall all be healed. Throw your hands on your head. Keep the cross in your eyes, and we shall all be healed. Throw your hands on your head. Keep the cross in your eyes, and we shall all be healed.
Joe Andrel, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to be back to talk with Joe and with Chris N. and hear some more live music. Stay tuned. Coming up next on Kaleidoscope on YSO.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Book Nook on WYSO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Book Nook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio by Joe Andrel and Chris N. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, nice to see you again, Juliet.
Good to see you again, Chris.
It's actually good to be here after so long. I mean, it's been 12 years we've been trying to work this out. And
I think so, yeah.
I'm the thankful one today.
I am very, very happy you're here. It's exciting for me to see you play, especially here in this studio. Now, Joe, your band, 1984 NFL Draft, has a new album.
We dropped the NFL because we didn't want to get sued.
Oh, you dropped the NFL. Okay. So 1984 Draft. you guys have a new album. Tell me a little bit about it.
It's called Return to Tallboy Mountain. We met a gentleman probably 6 months ago. His name is Rick. And he's a very interesting fellow. He owns this crazy little studio in the middle of nowhere in the Appalachian Mountains. And he happened to be in Dayton, I believe, for a car show and came to one of our shows and just loved what we were doing. And reached out to us and said, hey, I have a studio. I'd love if you guys could come record there. And so I talked with Justin about it, and Justin was like, well, sure, we'll give the guy a shot. So it turns out this dude has a crazy life story. He was the sound man for Leatherwolf.
Oh, wow.
And Sabotage. And he hasn't recorded anything in years, but had all this gear and he loved us. So we headed down there one weekend and recorded what is Return to Tallboy Mountain, which we decided actually this morning it will be released November 1st.
Great.
So it'll be on Bandcamp and it'll be free. Took me 7 years to get to the follow-up to the last record. So We figured that was probably the best way to do it. We will take donations, but we're excited to let everyone hear those songs. I mean, I think anyone who's seen us live in the last 5 years has heard most of them, but there are quite a few new ones. And we're actively working on recording or writing Return to Tallboy Mountain again.
Nice.
Which is the follow-up. So we're pretty excited about it. And we're excited that our record release date can coincide with Chris's great record that he just did.
And Chris, your new one is The Thankful Parade. Tell me a little bit about this one.
Well, I did a studio record. I have yet to do that. And we went and recorded with Micah, who's Micah Carley, in Troy, Ohio, at Popside Recording. And he did a great job. We did it in 2 days, and he got the best out of us. And I can't say enough about working with him. He was amazing. But we're, you know, a band now. We have electric guitars, and it's pretty cool. I enjoy rocking a little bit more than I have in the past.
For both of you, Chris, for your first time in the studio, and Joe, for such an interesting studio experience, how do you feel these sort of different environments impacted the finished product?
I mean, at the end of the day, you've played the songs a million times, and it's great to walk in or walk into an environment where it's just comfortable, where you feel like the output is what you put in. And I think that's, at the end of the day, as a songwriter, that's all you want out of a record, is to have that output be as good as what you put into writing it. But at the same time, you also just think it's a capsule in time. Those songs live and breathe and grow with fans, with yourself, with your bandmates, to where a month from now they're not the same. So to me, putting out records has always been kind of a capsule in your life. It's one moment in time, and then it's time to move on. My mom would probably laugh at that one. You know, it's like you accomplish one thing and it's time to go to the next. But with music, that's a good thing. It's a good thing to let it live and grow and be something else. So.
And Chris, what about you? What how do you feel about, you know, your first, I know home recordings were so much a part of what you did at the beginning of your career. And you just said you like rocking out a little bit now. How do you feel about, you know, sort of the way that your sound has evolved over this new process of recording with Micah?
Well, the songs are, I mean, anybody that's seen or heard any of my records in the past, well, I mean, you know, there's an obvious difference. They were all kitchen recordings, and I really enjoyed doing them. And I think there was a bit of honesty about them because of that. But these songs, the way that they came together, I mean, Johnny Callen, Wake Up Mordecai, and Andy Ingram plays drums, and Lindsey Keane on bass, and Justin Satinover does some guitars for us. And but they are the ones that just really made the arrangements. I had, like, you know, the same kind of songs that I've always written, but then they made them grow and made these arrangements around them that just made it pop to the ear. And of course, Micah is just a true professional. And I didn't even have to think in there. Every tone on that record was all him. He's masterful. But it was a blast to do, and I'm really excited to share it with people.
Now, tell me, I know then you guys, the two of you, also perform together. Anything new on that front with Father's Day?
It's been a while with Father's Day. I think we're both been doing pretty busy with our other projects, but don't worry, Father's Day is always going to have...
It will always be there. I mean, Chris is one of my best friends in the world, so to get to write and play songs with this guy is pretty incredible. And I mean, I think even tonight was kind of a whim for the two of us. I actually get to play on one of Chris's songs in a little bit, which is an incredible song.
And we get to do one of the Father's Day songs together. And I think Chris would agree in the statement that we have made each other better songwriters. And that's always a great thing when you're playing music with people. And I think we're both very lucky in who we play with. For me, Eli Albin and Justin Satinover and Todd Widener is a member of the draft. Like, I'm a very lucky person in that environment. And then when you look at Father's Day with Chris and Justin and Patrice, I mean, it's just constantly evolving, and I think we just all keep getting better. So Father's Day won't go away as long as we're old, you know, and sitting by a campfire.
I'm getting sure older.
I'm sure there, and there's a bottle of Ancient Age involved.
Well, I was a fan of, right? I've always admired Joe's songwriting, and he definitely has influenced me to work on mine and grow it as a songwriter. And yeah, it's just the chemistry is amazing. So I mean, that'll never stop.
Do you guys, as both being, you know, singer songwriters, do you find that it's easy to sit down with other, especially, you know, sort of folk centric players and have that connection pretty readily and be able to, you know, hop in on each other's songs in kind of an in the round style situation, you know, not in a formal in the round, or is that something that develops over time? Does that click with you guys right away?
I think it's something that develops. I think it comes with like trust and time and friendship. I think that always helps it along. You know, it's always sort of hard to open yourself up to anybody. And when you're writing songs, that's what you're doing. And when you are friends and get it, you know, it makes it a lot easier.
And I'm a terrible guitar player. So, like, I mean, sitting in those environments is really intimidating to me. But it's gotten easier over the years. You know, because of that comfort between musician to musician level. So, it's maybe better all the way around.
And kind of related to the idea of opening yourself up, I want to go back to something you said, Joe, when you were introducing one of your songs about sort of having songs be hopeful that, you know, might. Some people might say are depressing, but they're very, very hopeful when you dig down in those lyrics. Is that something that, because I feel like both of your songs share that sort of hopefulness, that underlying message of hope. Is that something that when you're writing, you do unconsciously, or do you have to kind of tell yourself, hey, I want this to kind of have come around to that hopeful message?
I think that just comes out of both Chris and I, and that's why we can write songs together so easily, that sometimes it can have a little bit of a snarky tone, or, you know, one line can say something, but at the same time, the next line says something that means three different things. I think we're both hopeful people. And that's a good thing. It's good to have hope in life. It's good to have faith in life. And when you write from that place, it never ends badly. I mean, when you have that faith and grace like fall in your life, it's just, yeah, you can start to write a true story, but it's always going to resolve to the most positive place, which is bigger than you. And you know, faith and songs end up that way a lot. And that's a great feeling to have. I think Chris is probably pretty agreeable to that. I don't know.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Well, I mean, with this record, I definitely set out to make a positive record. I wanted something that I felt good about when I played and wanted to the audience to feel the same. And I think that I've accomplished that.
In terms of playing live for both of you, as you get ready to release these albums, do you have a lot of live dates in the works, or is that going to be kind of a see how things go as the winter progresses? What are you guys thinking in terms of live stuff?
Right now, I'm just totally focused on the release show. I mean, that is my full focus. But after that, there are some things in the works, and I'm sure some things will come together for the Chris and crew. But a lot of energy is being poured into this, and there's been a lot of people who've helped me a great deal. And I'm really excited that the draft's going to be playing, and the motel beds are going to be playing, and Hospital Garden's going to play their last date and show on that night. So
that's November 2nd?
November 1st. Canal Street Tavern. And so that's where all my energy and focus is at the moment, and then we'll move on from there.
Joe, what about you?
For the draft, we've got the Chris show coming up here November 1st, and then we just signed on for Holiday in 11.
Yay!
which is December 28th, so we are excited for that show. After that, we're going to hold up. We've got another record that we have in the works. It's a full Enya cover album that we're really excited about working on. So we're going to hold up for the winter months. We've been hitting it pretty hard the last few months, which has been nice. But I think it's time for a little bit of a break. And once we come out of that, I think we'll be ready and raring to go again with a little bit of touring and mixed lineups and just cool new stuff. So we're excited.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that as things develop. Now, you mentioned Holla Dayton, and I know Don Thrasher mentioned it a couple weeks ago on here that you hold the record for being like the person to play all of the Dayton Music Fests. Have you also played all the Holla Daytons?
That is correct. The Story Changes and myself are the only two bands to play every single year. Mark and Poppy have been really good to me. In that the first few years, Mark and I did it as a reason to hang out once a year. We could never work out our show schedules to a point where, like, we always got to play a show together. So we started doing Holla Dayton, and Mark and I kind of came up with that idea of the side stage, which the first few years was just purely acoustic, and it was actually an elbow, so it was on the side of the stage, which was a little bizarre. But, it worked out really well. I mean, we've had the Heartless Bastards play. We've had Adam Remnant from Southeast Engine by himself. Apprentice have played. Like, there have been so many great bands to play Holla Dayton that I'm glad that Mark and Poppy still believe in the two-stage format. I know it's evolved over the last few years. I think the draft actually played Electric last year on the side stage. And I'm glad that that happens because it's a good way to pack in a lot of bands into one night, and right around the holidays when a lot of people from out of town are home. It's still, along with Dayton Music Fest, is one of my favorite nights of the year. And, you know, it essentially comes down to the true thing behind everything I've ever done with music, man. It's all about friendship. Playing music with your friends is the best. Playing music with your friends to a really large crowd is even better. I mean, I will say that. So it's cool that I get to keep doing that too. And, I'm thankful to Don and to Kyle and to Dan and Sean and Andy for continuing to let me live my musical dream at the Dayton Music Fest. So I appreciate it.
Well, guys, can we hear some more live ones? Speaking of playing in front of people.
Yeah, this one is it's a Father's Day song. This is probably the only recording of it you'll ever get. Well, I brought Shakespeare in a cheap motel. She brought heaven, I brought hell. We both brought baggage that can't be held. Don't need no Southern Belle. Miss Movie Mark, can I have my line?
next Friday message, you have to wait in line. We both brought baggage just to leave behind. We'll meet again after closing time. Behind the Southern Bell. She faked grace. Well, I made love and she made hate. We both brought baggage to leave behind. We'll meet again after closing time. I fell asleep just to get me by. Southern Bell. Well, I brought Shakespeare in a cheap motel. She brought heaven, I brought hell. We both brought baggage that can't be held. Don't need no Southern Bell.
We're going to do a song together off the new Chris N records. It's, so here it goes.
Tall boys to Lincoln, the couple stops skating, your pyramid smoking, Brooklyn still broken. What I miss most is your friendship, toast your heart of gold, the stories you told. Tall boys to Dayton, the place you thought of leaving, your old best friend in a kitchen misconnection. What I wouldn't do to sit down with you over guitars in a well-stocked bar. Our prayers on repeat. It's Christmas in Kettering, and my heart still sinking, sinking.
To Lincoln, the couple stop skating. I'm pyramid smoking and Brooklyn still broken. What I miss most is our friendship toast, our hearts of gold, the stories we told. Tall boys to Dayton, the place we thought of leaving, an old best friend and a kitchen misconnection. What I miss most, sit down with you over guitars in a well-stocked bar. The ancient age is empty. Our prayers on repeat. It's Christmas in Kettering, and my heart still.
still sinking, sinking. Ancient age is empty. Our prayers on repeat. It's Christmas in Kettering, and my heart is still sinking, sinking.
Chris N. and Joe Andrel live in the WISO studios. Chris N.'s got a new one out called The Thankful Parade. Joe's 1984 draft is also going to have a new one out. The big show is November 1st at Canal Street Tavern. Chris N., 1984 draft and the motel beds. It's going to be an awesome time. We'll get some details up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, this was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Juliet.
Thank you, guys. We're going to take a listen to one of the album tracks from Chris's Thankful Parade. Here's the first track. It's called First and Ten. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.